doing some more singing as we go. We're entering the kind of the holiday season. We think of thankfulness, we think of Christmas, and for some people it's a time of excitement, for others people it brings slight anxiety as you look at your calendars that are filling up. But I thought this morning to reflect on what gifts mean. And a question for all of you, what makes a gift extra special or valuable to you? Any thoughts? Okay, who it comes from, the giver, okay? The uniqueness of the gift, great. The thought they put into it.
Whether it meets a need.
And what it costs. It does make some difference in how we look at a gift, right? Yeah, this is fantastic. There were three things I came up, and so we've touched on some of them. You've brought up other ones that I hadn't thought of. The three that I was thinking of were, you know, the need it meets, and it might be a practical need. You know, Lenita gave me a pellet grill recently, and that's maybe not quite a need, but it's been fun to use it. It's something practical that we're using with the family. And sometimes it might be something nice that it's not so much a physical need, but when you look at it, it brings pleasure. It provides something for you, and those are meaningful gifts. What it costs does make some difference. I remember when we got married 20-some years ago that Virginia Cumley gave us a lasagna dish from Dillard's, and I don't think we've owned very many dishes that were as expensive as that lasagna dish. And just kind of realizing what it cost makes some difference when you look at the gift. But there's also something deeper, and that's the love that it represents. The other day, my youngest daughter had cut out a piece of scrap paper from, it had a Bible verses on it, and she gave it to me. Now, I actually took it upstairs and put it on my desk at the office, not because it was an expensive gift, but because of the love that it represented. And this morning, we want to be thinking about the cross and about salvation, and be thinking about what it practically does for us, what a difference the cross makes in our lives. And we want to be thinking about what it cost, how what price was actually paid for this tremendous gift, and then the love that it represents. To be honest, sometimes in the holiday season, I try not to talk about it because my wife kind of gets tired of me talking about, I'm frustrated or tired of how busy everything is. I just like quiet evenings at home. But maybe we could all set our hearts that this holiday season, instead of being overwhelmed by tasks or instead of being overwhelmed by schedule, could we together be overwhelmed by the cross? And let that be the thing that fills this entire season for us, the beauty of the cross. I've been reading through Romans right now, trying to catch up to the spot where, or just caught up to where Julian's preaching from, and then plan to kind of follow along there as we move through there. But Romans 5 just caught captured my heart with what salvation provides. So men, women, and then sometimes there's a moderator. If it's bold, it's all. So starting with the men here, reading together. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith,
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through him we also have been access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Knowing that suffering produces endurance,
and endurance produces character,
and character produces hope,
and hope does not put us to shame,
because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. If we'd have more time, we'd start just going through verse by verse and say, asking ourselves, what does this salvation do? But maybe that's something you could do as individuals or as families. We're going to read through it again. I just think it's worth reflecting on this. And starting with the ladies.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings,
knowing that suffering produces endurance,
and endurance produces character, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Let's sing 417, And Can It Be?
For me, who caused his pain.
looking at the price that was paid and what it cost for our salvation. Ladies.
He was crushed for our iniquities.
Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace,
and with his wounds we are healed.
He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption.
That we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
By his wounds you have been healed.
For our sake he was in him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
See what kind of love the Father has given to us,
that we should be called children of God, and so we are.
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God?
You are not your own, for you were bought with a price.
So glorify God in your body. When we think about what this gift cost, we realize we cannot take it lightly. You know, it would have been wrong to take that lasagna dish and say, well, that's the wrong kind of flowers, and just, you know, toss it in the trash. At the very least, we should have found someone who likes that kind of flowers in the lasagna dish, right? And it would have been wrong to take that piece of scrap paper and shred it and shred a child's heart. It's right to take gifts. Pull them close and treasure them for the love they represent and the price that was paid. And we have a choice. Jesus paid the price. He gave everything for us. And we can decide whether we're going to go through life too busy for his love, whether we're going to go through life rejecting his gift, or whether we will treasure his love, receive his salvation, walk with him, and in the life that he gives. Let's close with, King of my life, I crown thee now.
Thine shall the glory be. Thank you, Ellis, for reminding